You want SafeLight, or call 1-800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com.
Morning, 11:03 in the KSL 24-hour newsroom. I'm Roger Carey, KSL's top local story this hour, the biggest game of the year. Going to kick off tonight at Rice-Eccles Stadium on the University of Utah campus. Of course, we are talking about the BYU-Utah rivalry game. Track's definitely going to be the way to go tonight. Jerry Carpenter, a representative from UTA, says extra trains will be brought out for tonight's game.
We have thousands of people every year who take tracks to the big game.
Because they're smart and parking a vehicle tonight. Not going to be easy, a bit of a challenge. 60,000 trips expected tonight on the UTA system. Trains going to be running every 10 minutes for your convenience. Now, our pregame coverage starts tonight at 6 p.m. Game time tonight, 8 p.m. right here on KSL News Radio. Frontier Airlines is downsizing their fleet, and this is bad news for the city of Provo. Provo city officials say Frontier is halting services to Provo in January. Provo Mayor John Curtis says a lot of flights were full coming out of Provo, so some folks may be wondering exactly why service to Provo would be in the end cut.
Armed with those numbers, I am extremely confident that we're going to find somebody that can come in and make go of it here.
But Curtis says they're going to try to woo other airlines to Provo, and that Provo's track record with Frontier proves that Provo's airport did a great job for Frontier, even though Frontier says it'll be quote-unquote temporarily pulling out of the Provo airport. Police finally caught the bucket list bandit. Now, this was the older guy who walked up to bank tellers' windows with a note saying, "Give me all your money. I only have 4 months to live." Now, the bucket list bandit hit banks in Pocatello, Idaho, and in Roy, Utah, our neck of the woods, but then he went on a crime spree all over the country. A confidential informant turned in the bucket list bandit in Oklahoma City. They got him now. Now, we're betting the bucket list bandit actually has maybe a little more than 4 months to live. After all, we'll see. And that now he'll be living life for sure, in the big house. Coming up on KSL News Radio, nice day, nice night, too. Gonna check that KSL forecast next. KSL News Time, 11:05.
Emergency traffic even earlier. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Now starting at 3 on KSL News Radio.
Dad, where did the clouds come from?
Well, buddy, that's a good question.
Why are carrots orange?
Actually,
who made the dinosaurs go away?
Well, I'm not sure anyone really knows how the dinosaurs...
Why is that person so big? Does she have a baby in their tummy?
Susie, that's not exactly appropriate.
Why do bugs go in the wintertime?
How do the fish sleep?
Is this worm a boy or a girl?
How do birds fly?
Why can't dogs talk?
Well, why can't I fly?
Why can't I fly?
Dad, why don't you have any hair on your head?
Why is the sky blue?
How do trees get so tall?
Why is dirt brown?
Where does the water in the bathtub go?
Are we there yet?
Why can't you keep your eyes open when you sneeze?
It doesn't grow on trees. Where does it grow?
You may not have all the answers, but if they're comfortable coming to you now when the questions are small, they'll come to you with the bigger questions later.
Dad, can I ask you something?
Of course, sweetie, come on in.
Give your family everything. Give them your time. From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Digital age with breaking real-time information from the web. The Browser, 1 to 3 on KSL News Radio.
Traffic and weather together brought to you by the Larry H. Miller dealerships. Right now, roads are good, but again, this traffic heads up. It's going to be crazy around Rice-Eccles Stadium tonight. If you're going to the game, really, 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 from me to you, the best way to go is going to be the tracks. And if you haven't taken the tracks before, this is your first time on the tracks, this little word of warning, again, from me to you. If you aren't sitting down, if you aren't holding on to something, the tracks trains accelerate so rapidly. If you aren't doing one of those two things, you will quickly be thrown on your little butterooski. Believe me now, thank me later. Perfect weather for the big game tonight. Clear this morning and then a little bit overcast this afternoon. High today 86, low tonight 61, Sunday's high 82 with a 10% chance of some showers tomorrow. Currently 74 degrees here in downtown Salt Lake City at 11:07. You get the top stories every 30 minutes. Breaking news the second it happens. I'm Roger Carey, KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
The Matt Townsend Show.
That mutt is not sleeping in our bed.
She's clean.
Strategies to get along better without killing each other. Communication, conflict, sex, love, and dating. And the secret to effective and genuinely happy relationships. Here's Matt Townsend on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Matt Townsend Show. I'm your host, Matt Townsend, your relationship coach. We do what we can on this show every week to help you and your loved ones grow healthier, happier lives. Welcome to the program, and nice,
you seem a little excited today.
Saturday. I am. You know why? Because I got my flu shot yesterday, and I'm not deadly sick. I thought for sure I'd get sick. They asked me if I wanted it, and the first question I said was, well, gosh, I don't know. Am I going to get sick? Because usually I would, and I'm not. Ah! Anyway, it's kind of scary. Welcome to the program. Here's the deal, kids. I have been spending a lot of time with some very important, I don't know how you say it. It doesn't, not important, but with people that have got some serious relationship issues. Okay, let's just put it that way. These are people, great people, smart people, very, very intellectual people, like doctor level people that, you know, they could cut you open and pull out one of your organs and sew you back up and you'd pay them a lot of money. And yet they can't keep a relationship going to save their life. And as I've been working with this, I'm starting to get, there's some great research on it we're going to talk about during the program. Apparently having a really high IQ, intelligence quotient, right, a high level of intelligence is not usually a good indicator of success in life, where having what they're finding, a high EQ, emotional intelligence, actually is a better indicator of how successful you'll be. Okay, emotional intelligence meaning, are you somebody that recognizes your own emotions so you can see your own mood? Are you somebody who recognizes the emotions in others so you kind of know when it's time to shut your mouth? Are you somebody who actually knows how to lower your own emotion and control your emotions so you don't freak out and go off on somebody? Or are you somebody that knows how to lower the emotions in other people? Okay, these skills, those gifts, they call emotional intelligence. And on today's show, I want to talk about them because I really believe sometimes we are totally missing the mark, and we think, you know, we make sure our kids get a really good, you know, they get really good skills, they've done their homework, they do really well at school, but maybe we ought not be spending as much time worrying about somebody's grades per se. Now this is going to be out there, but maybe what we ought to worry about is their ability to deal and relate with other human beings, because apparently that is what life is about. If you haven't noticed, in every part of our life, we're going to be relating to other people. And so the question is fairly simple. What is it? What are these skills? What should we be teaching our children? If we're going to let people go be married, for example, before we can let somebody drive, we give them tests and all these things and skills, and we make them go to classes and they have to go test drive for so long. And we have all of this energy focused on driving. And then I sit there and I see all these people that get a marriage license by just pretty much showing up. And it's starting to bug me. Now, just so you know, I make pretty good money dealing with these people, but it still blows my mind that we don't give enough tools, enough ideas, enough skills to help people emotionally manage their lives, their relationships, their own reactivity, yet we'll just give them a license to go get married and make babies and let's start getting this party started, even though you can't raise the babies because you have a horrible temper, or you can't... you know, you're not independent enough or emotionally aware of yourself enough to know what you need to work on. It's scary. So here's the test for today's show, okay? And I want you to give me a call because I need your help on this. If we were putting together a test or an exam that people had to pass in order to get married, okay, what would we require on the test? What are the skills and the abilities that we would want to test for? I want to hear from you. 575-8255. 575-8255. What are the skills, the tools, the requirements? I personally am going to start with emotional intelligence. And we'll probably have time to explain it today. But emotional intelligence is the ability to manage your own emotions and lower and recognize your own emotions, as well as to manage and lower the emotions of others. I think that's a critical skill to be on any marriage test. What would you put? 575-8255. That's KSL Talk. Down in Utah County, 470-5751. What would you require to be on the test? If we're going to marry people off, let them get married and hopefully, you know, succeed, what should be on the test? If you're up in Weber, North Davis County, 670-5751. Would love to hear from you. Again, anywhere in the listening audience, 1-888-575-8255. What is your take on this? What would you require? What would be like a minimum requirement to let somebody get married? It's not enough to be old enough. I mean, that drives me crazy. Hey, well, they're 19 or they're 23, and the median age of people getting married is 23. I wouldn't go by age. I wouldn't go by height. I wouldn't go by, do you have enough money saved? Because most of you out there in the listening world, you, if you've been married or you are married, you know it takes a whole heck of a lot more than just being old enough to do this. What are those skills? 575-8255. That's KSL Talk. Would love to hear your ideas. Now, some things on emotional intelligence. For example, are you a very effective person when it comes to recognizing personally your own emotion? Do you know when you're getting angry, and do you know it early enough to do something about it? Because some people obviously get angry, but they have no clue what to do with it. So I'm going to run you through an emotional intelligence test, and before we start taking our calls, you see how you do on the test. Question number one. This is going to say, do you have emotional intelligence? And by the way, if you want to read about this, there's a great book on it by Daniel Goleman, best-selling book called Emotional Intelligence that really just gets you into the five keys to emotional intelligence. Here we go. By the way, they call it EQ. So if you ever hear me use that term, EQ versus IQ. Number one, do you recognize your own emotions and feelings as they are happening? And do you understand how your emotions impact you? Do you know what happens to you when you are tired? Are you clear? Do you know what happens to you when you are sad? Now, it's interesting. Are you aware of that? Okay, because the tool is of self-awareness, and eventually we may have time today to get into that a little bit. The next one, question number two, do you know how to regulate and manage your own emotions? So if you're depressed or sad, do you know how to change that mood and to kind of pull yourself out of the sadness? Or do you let your own emotions get the best of you? If you get angry, do you have a process or a method that you use that's healthy to get out of the anger?
Well, yeah, I just punched the wall for crying out loud.
Well, okay, that's not emotionally intelligent. Sure, I guess it helps you release the anger, but the problem is you got to find a way to do it that will help you have long-term relationships, right? Question number three, do you recognize the emotions and feelings in others? Do you recognize the emotions and feelings in others as they are being presented real time? Okay, so when you see angry and upset and frustrated or sad, do you see it in others? Because we want to be able to recognize that not only do I have pain, but oh my heavens, my wife is actually starting to get upset with me. Question number four, do you know how to validate those emotions and effectively manage the emotions of others? So that you can improve the moment. When you see your spouse is upset, do you end up getting upset? Because if so, guess what? We might need to work on some emotional intelligence. Last but not least, the last question is, do you know how to relate well enough with others to enroll them into your emotions and ideas? Like, what a powerful idea that is. Do you know how to enroll others into your moods, your emotions, your ideas? That's how we start to, you know, create. That's what salespeople do. That's what politicians do. That's what we do to get other people's help. Hey, boy, you're so good at sprinklers. Sure wish I could get some of your help on my sprinklers. To enroll somebody into your need would be a really powerful thing. So we're talking about emotional intelligence. How did you do on the quiz? Because if not, if you didn't do so well on the quiz, will you keep listening today? Because heavens knows we need help here. When we come back, we're going to be talking about the answers. What needs to be on the marriage test? If the government was going to throw one out there, what are the requirements that should be there for all people getting married? You're listening to the Matt Townsend Show right here on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
You justify that?
Engage with Doug Wright.
An American ambassador is dead.
Be outraged? Fine. Stage protests? Yes. But kill innocent people? How can you shed innocent blood because you are angry at the way your religion or your prophet was portrayed in a film? How do you get to that point?
Engage with the Doug Wright Show, 9 to noon on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Join KSL News Radio for the 2012 Utah RV Super Show, September 13th through the 16th at Southtown Expo Center. The Utah RV Super Show is the place where you find the latest and greatest RVs in the industry. From campers and fifth wheels to full-size RVs and the biggest selection under one roof. Discount coupons are available online, and kids 12 and under get in free. Enter to win your tickets from KSL News Radio today at KSL.com.
It's complete, it's healthy, it's energy you can tap into without the possibly dangerous amounts of refined sugars, caffeine, and synthetic compounds other energy sources feature. It's less expensive and it's kid-friendly. It's Rev NRG, the world's most complete natural energy, a non-jittery energy booster in a convenient on-the-go packet. Rev NRG is all natural, using ingredients that have a legendary centuries-old reputation for eliminating fatigue and stress, boosting immunity, providing mental clarity, improving circulation, aiding in weight loss, even battling free radicals. You enjoy a burst of energy with no crash, all while building your natural defenses. The core ingredient, acai berry. It's natural, it's effective, and yes, it costs less than the energy drinks you buy in the supermarket. Now choose Rev NRG powder sticks for only $1.50 per stick or visit them online at tryrevnrg.com. That's tryrevnrg.com.
Dave's Bernina, 268 West Center Street in Provo, 691 East St. George Boulevard. Come on in.
Fantastic savings and special offers.
With our spellbinding savings sale, September 13th through the 24th. Get these savings on machines, accessories, and software before they disappear. Start it off with $50 off any new Bernina product over $400, or $100 off any new Bernina product over $1,000, all the way up to $500 savings off any new Bernina product priced $6,500 or more. And we make it easy to purchase a new Bernina machine during this sale with 24 months no interest financing.
Come on in.
And buy one presser foot at full price, get the second at 50% off. Don't miss the Dave's Bernina Spellbinding Savings Event, September 13th through the 24th, because there's so many deals and offers, I don't have time to mention them all.
Follow us on Twitter and Facebook.
There's a lot more to discover at davesbernina.com.
No question. You gotta know the world is still spinning when you wake up in the morning.
The FAA is expected to begin investigating a small plane crash in central Utah this morning.
A big refinery tank literally blew its top near I-15. KSL News Radio's Dave Cawley is reporting from Woods Cross.
Grant and Amanda move through the biggest breaking news and traffic weekdays 5 to 9. And they try to emphasize stories and choose words that make your family comfortable. That's something really important to us at KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Join KSL News Radio for the 2012 Utah RV Super Show, September 13th through the 16th at Southtown Expo Center. The Utah RV Super Show is the place where you find the latest and greatest RVs in the industry. From campers and fifth wheels to full-size RVs and the biggest selection under one roof. Discount coupons are available online, and kids 12 and under get in free. Enter to win your tickets from KSL News Radio today at KSL.com.
This is the Matt Townsend Show on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Matt Townsend Show. We're putting together a test. Now, nobody has asked me to do this, but I have decided that I am going to make a pre-marriage test that needs to be taken by everybody in the world before they get married and try to mess up each other's lives. So I need your help. What are the questions? What are the requirements that should be on this test? 575-8255. What must be there? Okay. Now, it's funny when I listen to my kids, my youngest kids, what they tend to talk about is some of the neatest things about the people that are in their classrooms. Like my 7-year-old would say, well, we'd probably want to know who runs the fastest. Okay. Maybe we would. Or who's the strongest or who can throw the ball the farthest. That's not what we're talking about. Even though that may be sometimes how you found your husband is because he was the quarterback that could throw the ball the farthest. We have found out later in life, it's probably not how well they throw the ball. Or how much money they make or how well they did on the MCAT. Maybe what matters most is that they get you, that emotionally they understand you. So give us a call, 575-8255. We're going to go to our callers right now and start making the list. Charlie, are you there?
I am here, yeah.
How are you, buddy?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. So what's your first question? I'm going to write each one of these down so they make it officially on the test.
Yeah, so question number one would go something like this. Have you dated more than one person prior to getting married? And here's why. Twice this past year, I've seen really good friends of mine get married, and then they start realizing, okay, I know I like this person, but I didn't know other things that I could have liked.
Yes.
Like, if I'm going to Cold Stone and I have tried sweet cream, that's one flavor that I know I like, but there are 60 other flavors that I don't know if I like or not.
Exactly.
So that would be my question. That would have to go on the test for sure.
I love it. That is such a good question. Have you dated more than one person? But what if no? But what if your answer is no, but you feel really good about this one?
Well,
no, not good enough.
I have to go back and just say you need to try somebody else and a different flavor before you can.
Yes.
You consider this as a final option.
Love it, Charlie. I don't know that I like calling them flavors because that's going to get us in trouble. But we shouldn't go out tasting everybody. Good answer. Good question there, Charlie. Excellent. First question of the day, then. It's going to be on the test. Have you dated more than one person prior to being married? Excellent. Let's go to Emily now. Emily, welcome to the show.
Hi there.
How are you?
Good. Good topic.
Thank you.
I wish they had something like that. I know other states have premarital counseling.
Well, it should. Don't you think? I think it should be a course.
We're the biggest marrying state. I don't understand why we don't.
Well, because I think we just make assumptions like, you know, we're good people.
Yeah, whatever.
Okay, Emily, what's your take?
Well, you know, there's a really good book that I know you're familiar with by Lisa Snell, and her emotional, you know, emotionally stable people, there's three requirements. There's three things you shouldn't be. You should have self-control, first of all.
Yeah.
So if you don't have any self-control over your emotions, like you were talking about earlier, the test you went over before, that's great. Because really, if you have no self-control, you can't manage yourself.
Right.
And if you can't manage yourself, how are you expected to be in a relationship with someone else?
Exactly.
The other one is lack of empathy. People who have no empathy for others, forget it.
Yeah, why would you want to be married to somebody that doesn't care or get your feelings?
People that have no empathy are only takers. They do not know how to give.
Love it.
And then the last one is responsibility for your actions. So if you're dating somebody, I was single not that long ago in the adult single scene. And if you're dating someone that's constantly blaming their ex or their past girlfriends or whatever for their failures or the reason why they are in life, they aren't taking responsibility for themselves. So there should be a set of questions that can rule those out. You know, those personality profiles that ask the same kind of question in different ways. You get somebody that is never taking responsibility and is always blaming on others, red flags.
Bing, 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 bing. Totally. In fact, those are great questions. So you remarried. You found someone new?
I remarried a wonderful man. I had a short second marriage to a person that met all the qualification for not being emotionally
intelligent.
But I hadn't read that book, and I was blindsided and kind of, you know, rebound bamboozled.
I
got out of that relationship and have married the most wonderful man who is so empathetic and has more self-control and, you know, everything. He's like the poster child for how to be a good person.
CM, it works, doesn't it?
Yes.
It can happen. Appreciate the call. Great call. Great ideas. Great insight. There's hope. See, Emily's got a ton of hope. And so if you're sitting out there listening, what questions would you demand be answered in order for people to get married. So I'm putting together a marriage test that we're going to give to the world that they must answer all of these questions effectively in a healthy way in order to marry. And if not, we send them to boot camp where they learn how to grow maybe a little character, a little emotional intelligence is what we're talking about today. I'd love to hear your ideas. 575-8255. That's KSL Talk. If you're down in Utah County, 470-5751. Up in Weber, North Davis County, 670-5751. I want to hear your ideas. Now, I really like these questions we've got so far. Have you dated more than one person prior to being married? Does a person have self-control over their own emotions? Do they have empathy? Do they know how to connect into the empathy and feelings of others? And do they take responsibility for their actions? Awesome questions. Now, I have a program where I'm teaching singles every Tuesday night. I have a class. We have about 110 singles that are showing up. And it's so amazing that a lot of these aren't the questions they're asking. The questions they're asking their people that they're dating a lot of times is, how much money do you make? Do you have a job? Which, by the way, I guess gets into some basic needs. One guy came up to me and he said, one of the first two questions the lady asked me was, have I ever done pornography? Okay. At some point, there's bigger questions than that. I wouldn't be sifting our relationships by questions maybe that general. I mean, I guess we're saying that that's how you know. But there's something underneath all of these things. Do you have self-control? Now, you can't even really ask the question. But when you're dating, you darn well better be looking to see if the people around you can manage their reactions. I always tell people, hey, you shouldn't marry somebody until you've actually gotten in an argument with them and seen how they handle it or seen what happens when they lose their cool. Just great stuff, okay? We're going to come back after this break. I want to hear from you, 575-8255. We've got three or four callers on the line as well. We're going to give you more questions to ask before you get married. Right here on the Matt Townsend Show on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM.
Because the past is just a goodbye.
If I could have a heart-to-heart with my dad.
If I could have a heart-to-heart with my mom.
If I had a heart-to-heart with my dad,
I'd probably talk about sports.
I'd probably talk to her about boys and dating.
I guess I would probably talk about where she wanted to be when she was my age.
I really think that I would ask him about his choices through school and how they affected his life later on.
If I could have a heart-to-heart with my mom,
I'd probably talk about girls.
We'd probably talk about girls.
Anything. Boys, dating, school, work, clothes.
I guess I'd ask my mom who she went to for advice.
Just like what's coming up and what I'm planning on doing with my life.
You'd be amazed at what they'll talk about if you give them the chance.
If I had a heart-to-heart with my dad,
if it were real heart-to-heart, I'd tell my parents what I'm going through.
I'd probably talk to them about growing up.
I'd probably tell my dad that I wish we'd do more stuff together.
I don't think it has to be a heart-to-heart. I just want to talk.
Give your family everything. Give them your time. From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Good morning, 11:30 in the KSL 24-Hour Newsroom. I'm Roger Carey, KSL's top local story this hour. The really big game is happening tonight between the most famous football teams in the state of Utah. It's BYU versus the Utah Utes. It's all happening tonight at Rice-Eccles Stadium, of course. UTA plans to have more routes and more trips between the green and the red lines. Jerry Carpenter is a spokesperson for the UTA.
Our colors are red, white, and blue, so on every train you'll see blue and red, as well as white for those folks who are neutral.
If you're planning on going to that big game tonight, track's definitely going to be your best bet. And make sure you bring your radio to the stadium with you as well. KSL News Radio starts our pregame coverage tonight at 6 p.m. And the big game going to be broadcast right here starting at 8 o'clock tonight. West Valley City Police now have a name for the body found by some kids who were walking by a canal yesterday. The man's name, 43-year-old Richard Anthony Byrd. His body discovered at about 5800 South and 4100 West. West Valley City Police spokesperson Mike Powell indicates Byrd's body may have been there about 24 hours or so, and now the West Valley City Police Department's working with the medical examiner's office to determine the cause of that man's death. A couple of bow hunters have a run-in with a grizzly bear in eastern Idaho. The bear was not their target, though. That says ABC's Joan Bennett.
Lesson learned by an out-of-state bow hunter who was treated for minor bite wounds after a close encounter with a grizzly bear. It seems the hunter and a friend were attempting to retrieve the carcass of an elk they'd killed the day before. The grizzly found it first and was not about to let it go. The bear charged and bit one of the hunters on the shoulder before returning to his meal. Since the bear was defending his food and didn't prolong the encounter with his rivals, rangers say they'll make no attempt to investigate until the carcass is gone. Joan Bennett, ABC News.
Now you see, that's a lesson we can learn from Mr. Grizzly. Next time you're having a lovely, peaceful, yummy meal and someone interrupts you, you do just like Mr. Grizzly. You haul off, you bite them on the shoulder. They'll stop. Coming up on KSL News Radio, great game weather for the game tonight. Going to check that KSL forecast next.
Utah's Afternoon News with Scott and Maria.
There is still a legitimate possibility for large fires.
3 till 7 on KSL News Radio.
Dave's Bernina, 268 West Center Street in Provo, 691 East St. George Boulevard. Come on in.
Fantastic savings and special offers.
With our spellbinding savings sale, September 13th through the 24th. Get these savings on machines, accessories, and software before they disappear. Start it off with $50 off any new Bernina product over $400, or $100 off any new Bernina product over $1,000, all the way up to $500 savings off any new Bernina product priced $6,500 or more. And we make it easy to purchase a new Bernina machine during this sale with 24 months no interest financing.
Come on in.
And buy one presser foot at full price, get the second at 50% off. Don't miss the Dave's Bernina Spellbinding Savings Event, September 13th through the 24th, because there's so many deals and offers, I don't have time to mention them all.
Follow us on Twitter and Facebook.
There's a lot more to discover at davesbernina.com.
Murdoch has it! Murdoch has it!
Hi, I'm Ben.
And I'm Blake from Murdoch Hyundai, where we sell the most Hyundais in Utah.
At Murdoch Hyundai, we offer a no-regrets promise,
a 3-day no-questions-asked exchange policy,
a no-worry warranty, and our lowest price guarantee.
Right now, get a new 2013 Sonata for $199 a month.
With savings up to $4,400 and the largest inventory of Hyundais in the state, now is the time to buy.
All of our cars are backed by America's best warranty.
10 years, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty, and the Hyundai Assurance.
Don't buy until you stop by and see what it feels like to drive away with no regrets.
You've got to come and see us in Logan, Linden,
and now at 4646 South State Street in Murray.
Murdoch has it. Murdoch has it now.
Lease a 2013 Sonata four-door sedan for 36 months with $2,599 down. Lessee is responsible for tax, back title, registration, and other fees with approved credit. Savings based on 2013 Sonata. In order to qualify for savings, consumer must finance through Murdoch Hyundai. Offer expires 9/30/2012.
Get this right.
And all night long.
I think that's a fair point to make.
KSL News Radio.
Traffic and weather together brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. Roads in good shape. Right now, just these two heads-up situations. Of course, we have to be aware of the fact that it's going to be crazy around Rice Eccles tonight. Parking very challenging and at a premium. Really the best way to go would be tracks, and they're offering up extra trains to take care of extra people traffic. And also the area around Parley's there on I-80 at night between 8 p.m. and 6 a.m. They're doing repaving. So if you're going back and forth between Park City and Salt Lake, be aware that that's going to slow you down, and things always are just a little bit tricky right there around Parley's anyway. Great weather for the big game tonight. It's going to be at University of Utah, Rice-Eccles Stadium. Clear skies this morning. Slowly turning, a little bit overcast. High today, 86 degrees. Low tonight, 64. Tomorrow's high, 82, with a 10% chance of maybe some showers tomorrow. Support your community local farmers. Get fresh fruits and veggies in a fun environment at Farm Bureau's Farmers Markets. Fridays and Saturdays, 9 to 2 in Murray. Saturdays, 8 to 2 in South Jordan. Right now, 78 degrees. Here in downtown Salt Lake City at 11:36, you get the top stories every 30 minutes. Breaking news, the second it happens, I'm Roger Carey. KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Welcome back, everybody. to the program. Today we're talking about the marriage test. What are the questions that should be on the test that all should have to go through, that must be answered in order to make sure that we have at least a prayer of making the relationship work? We're putting the test together so far. Have you dated more than one person prior to being married? Do you have self-control over your emotions? Do you have a sense of empathy and regard and care for others? And do you know how to take responsibility for your actions? Those are the questions so far. We'd love to hear your ideas. 575-8255. Down in Utah County, 470-5751. And up in Weber, North Davis County, 670-5751. Let's go to the phones. Ivan. Ivan, welcome to the program.
Matt, thanks for taking my call.
You bet, bud.
Great program. I got a kind of a two-pronged question here.
Let's hear it.
Number one is, are you able to be by yourself?
I love that.
And be happy. And the reason I say that is because so many times, you know, we look outside of ourselves for someone else to make us happy, for something else, like a bigger house,
right,
bigger car, whatever it is, better job, to make us happy. So can we love ourselves? Am I okay right where I am right now? If it's single, if it's married, whatever my situation is.
Now, but hold on, Ivan. Isn't our partner supposed to be there to make us happy? Why would I need to be happy by myself if my partner will always be there to do that for me? And if they're not, I could stalk them at their office.
Well, you know what? I guess that would be the ideal situation. And in some cases, that might work, but if I can be happy just where I am right now without anything else,
yeah,
I'm going to be better off emotionally.
That is such a great, because that means you're independent. You're independent enough to be interdependent with another person. That's great. Good. What was your other question?
The next point I wanted to make is, if my heart says there's a problem, am I willing to do the work and to seek help in order to overcome that problem? You know, am I humble enough to do that? You know, a lot of people seem to get a lot of mileage out of just plain suffering.
Yeah, exactly.
And yet, the payday just isn't great enough.
It isn't. I mean, what do you win when you're finally the biggest loser in the room? I mean, that's what you hear. The time they're talking about how bad their life is and how picked they are, on they are, and nobody gets them and nobody cares, then they're just kind of explaining, you know, kind of how useless they are. Or how beat up they are, but what do you win when you're finally the one that nobody cares about?
Well, yeah, and I love your Tuesday program, by the way.
Have you been going to that?
Yes, I have.
Good. Well, good. Come introduce yourself. I think I already know who you are, Roger.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Appreciate the call so much. It really is. Those are great questions. If my heart says there's a problem, am I humble enough to get the help that I need? Have I lost the pride? There's so many people. Remember, one of the things that came or comes from this book, Emotional Intelligence, those are skills. There's actual skills we can learn. We can learn to be more emotionally intelligent. We can learn to have self-control. That's called anger management classes. You can learn. Now, some people have self-control problems because they have bad chemistry in their brain, right? But others can, you know, they just need some skills, some tools. So a lot of what we're discussing here, in fact, so far, every one of them, empathy, responsibility, able to be independent, if your heart says that there's a problem, are you humble enough to get help? Every one of these things are teachable. They're learnable, which means if we know the answers, it doesn't mean we can't get married. The quiz just is going to make sure we know at least what we need to go work on. Good stuff. Let's go now to our next caller, Ivan. Oh, sorry, Roger. Roger, are you there?
You bet I am.
Roger, what's your take on this?
Number one.
Yes.
There are never any surprises. If that is a statement of a declaration in your test.
Okay. No, so explain it more. So there's never a surprise.
There are no surprises.
Meaning?
Meaning that if you're going to be 30 minutes late, you call and say so.
I love that. Good. So that's really good. So are you the kind of person that will make sure you eliminate your surprises?
Well, what are you going to do to eliminate the surprises that you've created in the past and will not have in the future?
That's great. That's a big one, isn't it? Like, why didn't you just call? You could have called, Raj. Why didn't you call?
Well, you got to think about the other person enough to say, this person's my partner and he deserves the best of me. You ready for number two?
Yeah, let's hear it.
You ready for number two?
Yep, go ahead. Yep.
Okay. Suppose you go house hunting and the wife says, no, there's too many steps going down the back to from the patio to the lawn. Can't, don't want it.
Uh-huh.
Then the bay window's too big in the next house. Then there's a wall in the center of the
I hate the carpet, yeah.
And the husband says, we can take care of the that wall, and we can get it out of there, and the wife says, no. At this point in time, I looked at my relative law professor from BYU who worked on media between people for his whole career, and I said to him, Jerry, don't you guys ever talk about things? This was his answer, all the time. Okay?
Yeah.
All right. Now, here is an actual quote from a well-known person by the name of Neil Maxwell. Empathy is always appreciated, even though we do not have all the facts.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. Okay, good. Even though we do not have all the facts. Excellent call, Raj. I got to go. I got 10 more lined up behind you.
Okay,
excellent.
I understand.
Yeah, appreciate
you. You bet.
And keep listening. Good stuff. Isn't that interesting? And being empathic to the needs of others, being willing to actually be willing to go figure out what the facts are from others. Good stuff. Let's keep going. Let's go to Tom. Actually, John. Sorry, John. John, welcome to the program.
Hey, how are you?
You bet. Great. How's life?
Life is good.
What's your question for the quiz?
Well, I've got kind of a three-pronger.
Okay.
First, I love the subject. I think it's great, and I agree with one of your first or second callers that said there should be a class.
Don't you think? Totally.
That absolutely makes sense.
Yeah.
So, are you willing to would be the preface.
Uh-huh.
And are you willing to be wrong?
Ooh, love it.
Are you willing to be wrong? I mean, it's really something worth looking deep into and knowing before you marry somebody.
Love it.
And they be wrong, because that's huge.
You're going to be wrong.
Sure.
Yeah.
Can you accept the good with the bad? Because everything in this marriage isn't going to be great.
Yeah.
It's definitely going to get bad. Are you willing to see this person at the worst, let them hurt you the worst, and still love them?
That's great.
It's huge.
That's big.
And then, of course, the selfless one that's kind of been mentioned, but just... Are you ready to care for her needs or his needs more than your own?
That's kind of gets rid of the selfishness, doesn't it? I love that. And it really is. That's such a key to a relationship, isn't it? That when you really are to the point where you care more about them than you.
Right.
Charity.
Yeah, I think that I've been married 22 years now, and we were one of those marriages that got started real, real early that was doomed from the get-go. And I think that the two of us, you were talking about IQ and EQ.
Yeah.
She had the IQ, I had the EQ, and after 22 years, this is what's kind of funny. It switched.
It switches, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does. And if you're flexible, you know, you can make it. Anybody can make it.
Love it. Good stuff, John. Appreciate it. A threefer. Are you willing to be wrong? Beautiful question. Can you accept the good with the bad in life and recognize that, you know, we're going to have bad times, and are you willing to stay? And are you ready to care for her needs more than your own? There's a new book out by John Gottman that I just received, in fact, here at KSL. They sent it to me. And one of the things that he's finding is in long-lasting, long-term relationships, one of the biggest differentiators in a long-term relationship is that we are willing to go for the benefit of the other. So what he found in the testing is people that serve their partner not to be served back, but they serve their partner because they just want it for their partner. Those are the couples that have the long-term relationships. The love is there, meaning it's not a reciprocal love. If the love doesn't reciprocate, I'm okay with that because I'm not loving you to get something. I'm loving you because I love you. And I want this for you, and I care that much about you. Now, to me, that's kind of a really high end of love. That's kind of like the charitable love. You've kind of lost yourself in the other love. Most of us start in a yearning love where we just have so much chemistry. It's incredible. Then that goes away in about a year. Then you have to start earning the love. So the yearning goes away and the earning starts. Boom. Once the earning starts, We've got to work on it, serve on it, living all these principles, and then eventually we can get to this enduring love, which is the one that I want you no matter what. So I'll serve you even if you don't serve me back. Okay, folks, we'll be back, 575-8255. We'll take a few more calls after this break. We're building the test for all couples that are getting married, right here on the Matt Townsend Show on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM.
Are you planning to retire in the next year or two? You'll face 20 major decisions that will shape the rest of your life, and now's the time to make the right choices. For a free copy of a new 300-page book, 20 Retirement Decisions You Need to Make Right Now, call Net Worth Advisory Group at 801-56-MONEY. That's 801-56-MONEY. You'll learn how to properly handle 401k money, when to start taking Social Security, choosing the right pension payout option, how much you can safely withdraw without running out of money, analyze your retirement health insurance options, and much more. Call 801-56-MONEY. Net Worth Advisory Group is a fee-only retirement planning firm that specializes in your transition from the workforce to retirement. They don't work on commission, so financial advice is not tainted, and there's no hidden agenda. For your free book, call 801-56-MONEY. You only retire once. Do it right. Call 801-56-MONEY. Make a plan with Net Worth Advisory Group. Call 801-56-MONEY today.
If an accident or illness made it impossible for you to work, could you cover your bills and expenses? Sarah Rieger is a financial planner.
It's pretty simple. If you work for a living, you need disability insurance.
Think of disability insurance as insurance for your paycheck. It can help cover mortgage and car payments, utility and food costs until you can return to work.
Disability insurance is an important part of anyone's financial plan. A lot of times people don't realize how important it is.
It's critical to insure your paycheck.
For most people, their paycheck is their most valuable asset. It pays for everything in their lives, their homes, cars, daily living expenses, and so much more.
Sarah knows firsthand about the importance of income protection when she suffered life-threatening injuries that kept her out of work for more than 2 years. She had a disability insurance policy as a safety net, both on her own and through her job. If you have a job, you need disability insurance. Learn more at protectyourpaycheck.org. A message from the nonprofit Life Foundation.
What do you wish your parents would do to show you they love you?
Take me to Montana.
That I would have a huge slumber party with all the girls there.
Play with me more often. My mom's so busy with the board meeting.
To spend more time together as a family.
Do more out-of-the-house activities.
This is a tough one.
My parents, they do everything they love me. If it wasn't for them, I wouldn't have a roof over my head.
They don't need to show it to me. I just know they love me.
Well, not yelling at me very much.
What do you wish? What do you wish?
Raise my allowance.
To not argue together.
Have my dad be home more for dinner and stuff so that it could be even closer.
Family, isn't it about time?
Buy me an ice cream and kiss me to love me.
From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Okay, what's the next question?
Can't figure out what happened to the high school sweetheart you fell in love with? Call the Matt Townsend Show at 575-8255 on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Welcome back, everybody. We are talking about the marriage test, the test everybody should take before they get married. And we've asked our listeners to give us a call with the questions they think should be on the test. Let's go blitz through a few of these. If they'll all keep it short, we'll be able to get them all on. David, welcome to the program. Let us go to Jan. Jan, welcome to the Matt Townsend Show. Jan, are you there? Jan had a test regarding a marriage question test regarding money. Like, I don't know. Are you willing to work and do what you can to make the bills and to pay the bills? And last but not least, let's go to Tom. Tom, you there?
Yes. I think you should add an essay question.
Oh, God, I love it.
And just a paragraph or two. And have them list out their philosophy or their theology of marriage.
Ah.
See if the two match up.
Interesting. So philosophy versus their theology.
Their philosophy or their theology.
Or their theology, and then see if they match up with their partners.
Correct. Maybe she is thinking that, you know, marriage is a covenant relationship.
Yeah.
Man, the woman, and God, and maybe he's thinking she's smoking hot. You know, doesn't match up.
That's my philosophy, is to get a smoking hot lady. Now, what's interesting, Tom, about your question is there's the assumption is that they actually would have a philosophy or a theology. Don't you find that a lot of these young bunks don't have anything, but they've got the hotness.
Exactly.
And then eventually when we get older, the hotness goes. I mean, no, I'm sure yours didn't, Tom, but mine is like so gone. And so there you sit without your hotness, and then all you got is a philosophy to think about.
Oh, right.
I love the essay question. That is great. Kay, you did it, my friend. Appreciate it. Now, good stuff. See, I knew I could trust you. Here's the list. Have you dated more than one person prior to being married? Meaning, do you have a clue? Do you have choices? Do you have a sense of what you want, what you don't? Self-control. Do you have self-control over your emotions? Do you lack empathy? Or do you have empathy, I guess, and understand the and have regard for others? Can you actually feel it? Do you take responsibility for your actions? Are you able to be yourself and be alone by yourself and be happy? Are you able to just be there when no one else is around and still be happy? Are you okay with who you are? A good question with that be is, can you take a compliment? Because so many people I work with just can't take one. Oh, you're so hot. No, I could do better. I'm a little fat, and I wish I didn't have this gut. No, really, I don't even mind the gut. The gut's just whatever. I just think you're amazing. Oh, whatever. I used to be better. Can I take a compliment? And believe it. Can you really believe how great you are? If my heart says there's a problem, am I humble enough? Are you humble enough to get the help that you need to succeed? There are no surprises. Are you willing to do whatever it takes to eliminate the surprises in your life? Meaning, would you be willing to make the phone calls, to anticipate, to plan ahead? Empathy is always appreciated. This is a Neil Maxwell quote. Even though we don't have all the facts, are you willing to get all of the facts before you make decisions instead of just jumping to conclusions? Number 9, are you willing to be wrong? Boy, that's a great one. I'm never wrong. I can't tell you how many couples are destroyed because one party can never be wrong. Can you accept the good with the bad? Just recognize that life's kind of a paradox. It's going to happen both ways, right? That's why we say to honor and love and cherish through thick and through thin, paradox, the good and the bad, through sickness and in health, paradox, good and the bad, through rich and through poor, good and the bad. Sometimes we're just so quick to go for the good side, aren't we? Are you ready to care for her needs more than your own, your partner's needs more than your own? And then our last caller, Tom, brought up an essay, basically a paragraph of each other's philosophy or theology about marriage, and see if these ideas compare. It really, great stuff. Now, some other tools that are just kind of skills, going back to emotional intelligence, some tools that I'd be working on out there. And if you need help, you can always go to my website at matttownsend.com. Matt Townsend, 3 words, 1 name. Here's how this kind of works. One of the keys is that you got to be self-aware. Are you a self-aware person? Do you know how to sit there and think about what part of the problem you are without getting overwhelmed and depressed? Do you have self-awareness? That is an essential, critical skill set to healthy relationships. And by the way, notice the question. Do you have it and does your partner? Ah, well, I do, but my partner's clueless. Number 2, do you have the ability to self-regulate? That was an earlier question as well. Does the person have the ability to regulate their own emotions and their own feelings? So that we have self-awareness, which means I know what my feelings are, self-regulation, which means I know how to control them. The next skill set that you got to have is, do you have empathy? Do you have this unconditional regard for others in a way that's respect? Do you also know how to feel what they feel? Now, the irony of empathy, they say, is that the more self-aware you are, the first principle we've been talking about, the more other-aware you can become. You can more easily understand someone else if you really effectively understand yourself. People that have never looked inside themselves and been introspective are going to struggle trying to get into someone else's feelings. So, do you have empathy? And last but not least, social skills. Do you have the ability to lower the emotion in others and to help to improve their emotional state? Folks, that's emotional intelligence. Thanks for the quiz. If you want more ideas or help, go to matttownsend.com. I have a blog there with tons of tools we're putting on every day. I also have a site where you can go online and get all the skills and tools you need right there at your house. Thanks for listening. Stick with us. We'll be back next week here on the Matt Townsend Show on on KSL News Radio, 1160 AM, 102.7 FM.
My dad came to live with us last month, and you know, it's going pretty well.
I feel like I never have time for myself.
With him being around more, it really lets us catch up on things.
His memory isn't what it used to be.
We get up and we have coffee.
He usually wakes up at 4:30.
Then we go for a walk.
He needs lots of my attention.
I do need to keep an eye on his medications, though. That's important.
Sometimes I feel like a pharmacist.
I'd say John and the kids are adjusting pretty well.
They honestly have no idea what I'm going through.
It can be a little challenging.
Help.
But so far, so good.
I could really use just a little help.
For those dealing with the daily struggles of caring for a loved one, we hear you. That's why AARP created a community with experts and other caregivers for advice, tips, and support. Together, let's help each other better care for ourselves and the ones we love. Visit aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Join KSL News Radio for the 4th annual Time Out for Women in Salt Lake City on October 26th and 27th. The Seek the Good Tour will feature inspirational speakers like Virginia Pierce, Brad Wilcox, and Sherry Dew, as well as uplifting music by Mercy River and Jenny Oaks Baker. You can also participate in the Good Meal Service Project. This is an event you won't want to miss. Tickets are going fast, so gather your group of friends and pre-register by September 27th. Find out more about the Seek the Good Tour by entering keyword SEEK at KSL.com.
I'm Susan Lucci. More than 2 million Americans have a type of irregular heartbeat called atrial fibrillation, or AFib, putting them at greater risk of stroke.
I'm Dr. David Willis, and I frequently see patients with AFib, a serious condition where a blood clot can travel from the heart to the brain, causing a stroke.
When I found out my husband Helmut had AFib, I pledged to learn everything I could.
Susan and I, along with my doctor, work as a team to help reduce my risk of AFib-related stroke.
Visit facingafib.com today.
Imagine crossing a street busy with traffic, against the light.
Watch where you're going!
Wearing a blindfold. Would you do this? Probably not. It's one risk obviously not worth taking. Some risks aren't as obvious, yet could be just as deadly. Like the risk for type 2 diabetes. If you're overweight or over 45, if you're not very active, or don't eat as healthy as you should, there's an easy test you can take to find out your risk. It's free, and in less than a minute, you'll know if you're at risk for this deadly disease. Just go to diabetes.org/take the test or call 1-800-DIABETES. Because type 2 diabetes is one risk you can't afford to take. Take the diabetes risk test and stop diabetes before it stops you. A message from the American Diabetes Association.
FM Midvale. KM.